Let me just stop for a second and ask a question. We have two public hearings that are solar panel applications. Are there folks here with an interest in those two applications to speak of? A few? Okay. We're going to go ahead and do those, and then we're going to take a recess after these two. Okay, so our next public hearing is conditional use number 2346 TPEDESU114 LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 63.86 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Dorothy Road, which is Route 64, and on the west side of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13. The 911 address is not available, and the tax map ID is District 332, Map 7, Parcel 19.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes a conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the Dell service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. I would note that we have received zero comments and one mail return. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. And is there anyone here representing this application?
Good afternoon. My name is John Falkowski. I'm a civil engineer with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware, here to represent the project.
Great. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you also representing the next project?
I am.
Are there substantial similarities in your testimony between this one and the next one?
Almost identical.
Almost identical. They are on two different sites. Correct. Okay. Would you like to incorporate your comments that you're beginning to make into the next public hearing as well?
I would, yes, please.
Okay, wonderful. Go ahead.
We'll keep it short.
The record you want to make.
Right. It's your time and responsibility to make a record. We don't want to impinge on that.
Certainly.
Also, don't want you to be overly repetitive.
Certainly. We also have Mr. Jordan Belknap from Turning Point Energy, who has spoken prior testimony. He'll come up here in just a second, give you a shortened version of the benefits of community solar and what he does for Turning Point Energy.
Okay.
I want to get you situated here first. This says Del Mar. This is actually Laurel address there on Dorothy Road. This is a community solar project zoned AR1. I'd say half the site is an existing agricultural use. The remaining half is a wooded area to remain wooded. The solar area itself is just over 20 acres with the buffers and everything else. It's about 27 acres shown here with the solar array area. Total parcel acreage is just under 74 acres. And we'll have Mr. Belknap come up just to give you a brief introduction to himself.
Thank you, John. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, staff, my name is Jordan Belknap, Director of Development with Turning Point Energy, on behalf of the applicant TPEDESU114 LLC. My address is 23 Salem Street, Wakefield, Massachusetts. Turning Point Energy, we're an experienced solar energy developer, active in Delaware and several other U.S. markets. We focus on developing community solar energy facilities, and at Turning Point, we believe our projects should create economic, environmental, and community value. We create economic value by developing community solar projects where residents can subscribe to the solar project and receive credits that they can apply to their electric bill and save money on their electric bill. We create environmental value by building facilities that generate clean, renewable energy, and otherwise replace more carbon-intensive forms of electricity generation. And we create community value by making charitable contributions for every project that we do to worthy organizations who are on the ground and making a difference in the local communities. September 17th, 2021, Senate Bill 2 was signed into law that allowed for the development of community solar facilities like the project before you today. Community solar is a model where residences, businesses, and organizations can subscribe to the facilities and get credits on their electric bill. The credits allow them to save money. And the cost of the credit is less than the value of the credit itself. This provides a lot of benefits. Many homeowners have installed solar energy on their houses and achieved energy savings, but not all residences are suitable for solar energy systems. Community solar allows people to go solar without installing a system on their house. This is especially appealing for low-income households, for people who live in condominiums, mobile homes, or properties that are otherwise not well-suited to install a solar energy system. It allows this community solar developer to build a cost-effective solar farm here at a lower cost per watt and pass that savings on to homeowners and businesses in the area. This specific project and the next project, and basically all our projects, provide benefits, allows Sussex County residents to source their renewable energy locally and save money, provides local construction jobs and engineering services. There is no long-term increase in traffic. The facility is remotely monitored. What we do is, there's periodic inspections. There's a team that would come out if there's any particular issue, and the vegetation is maintained. But we're talking, a pickup truck every month or something once the facility is in operation. The local nature of the energy production helps to ease the burden on the transmission system, and basically energy gets used closer to the point of its generation. We install pollinator-friendly seed mix on all our sites, this type of development is not a permanent development. It can be returned to existing state at the end of the project, and at the end of the project lifestyle, the system will be fully decommissioned and removed from the premises. So in short, in summary, we feel this project promotes the goal of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan Section 7.3, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms, and will be a benefit to Sussex County. And with that, I'll bring John back to go over the project specifics, and of course be here to try to answer any questions that you have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. Something to note on this one, because of the residential uses surrounding the property, we did propose a 25-foot wide landscape buffer consisting of 12 trees and 15 understory shrubs per 100 linear feet of that buffer. And that buffer, if you can see on the site plan, completely surrounds the front perimeter where it ties back into existing vegetative buffer in the rear. We're also proposing a chain link fence to completely surround the property, minimum of 7 foot high, with a gate for access that will have a Knox box for emergency provisions, as well as turnaround for emergency vehicles. And Jordan touched on a lot of these. No traffic is seen by these, just for general maintenance. This facility does not produce any odors, dust, gas smoke, or fumes. Little to no noise from any power inverters that would be centrally located away from any of the residences. We did prepare a glare study that's in your packet, section 2.13, that found no adverse impacts on any of the neighboring properties. As Jordan mentioned, we would plant a pollinator mix, a meadow, basically taking this from an ag land to a meadow, therefore reducing the stormwater runoff, and we will seek Sussex Conservation District approval for that. Landscaping we touched on, and the fencing. We did have I did not attend, but Mr. Belknap attended a community outreach meeting that was on February 8th, and that was held at the Laurel Fire Department. And then the decommissioning plan that was mentioned. So in summary, Jordan did touch on these, meeting the character, semi-public character essential to and desirable for the Sussex County residents, does promote the goal of the comp plan, and has no adverse impacts on any of the neighboring properties. So with that, I'm happy to take any questions.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Can we put that site plan back up, please? Where's the access going to be for maintenance?
There's an access road right here that then swoops in to there, and the inverters would likely be located back here.
Okay, so it's far away from the home?
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
You said chain link fence around the entire perimeter?
Correct. So this green, a little bit fuzzy, but that green line would go around the entire perimeter. So it would be 25-foot landscape buffer, fence, and an additional interior buffer, and then the array.
Okay. And then the seed that you were speaking of, I'm sure will have to be maintained, cut throughout the summer months, so you'll have a maintenance program on that?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
That's all I have for right now. Thank you.
Ms. Hoyes-Deans.
I'm just curious if any of these have actually gone through their lifespan. Have you done any that you've actually had to decommission?
So we have a 25-year lease on our projects, so the answer is no.
Okay.
I haven't been doing it that long.
That's what I was
curious.
And you do have a bond in place to cover anything should your company just, you know, I don't know, decide you don't
want
to do it tomorrow, too bad. But
well, I believe that was a requirement of the additional approval, so we certainly would post surety, economic surety for decommissioning the project. Yes.
Just wanted that on the record so that.
Yep.
No, just interested to hear if anybody else has anything to say, so I'm good with my questions. Thank you.
Mr. Hopkins?
You're going to have, what was it, sheep?
I was going to say, I knew you were going to ask the sheep question.
Not goats. They'd be eating the wires.
We don't plan to have sheep on this site, no.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. White House?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2346 TPEDESU114 LLC?
Run into the sand.
I think
yes,
we have one.
Come on up.
Hello, thank you very much. I didn't originally intend to speak on this application, but my name is Jeff Siemens. I'm a resident of Milton and a resident of Sussex County as well. Conceptually, I would certainly approve of the proposed use, a solar farm. I think it's certainly the wave of the future in terms of energy supply, and will hopefully in the future allow us to wean ourselves off of fossil fuels. I would be curious, it appears that at least half of the site is wooded, and I would be curious if, speaking as a retired landscape architect, if they have any plan to preserve the remaining woods, or if they would consider offering a conservation easement for the wooded part.
Well, they're leasing it, so I don't think they can. If they have a lease, they don't own. They will not own the property. The owner would have to do that.
But we don't know whether they will expand and cut the woods down for future solar fields in the future during their lease. I don't think we're privy to that, those lease conditions. So my question has to do with, are they obligated to preserve the woods for the remainder of the lease, if that is the case? Do they have any intent on expanding and therefore cutting down the remaining forest to expand the solar field?
That's a good question. We'll find out.
Thank you.
And I would say the answer to that is they've come in with a site plan for this area of that property. You know, we're not privy to what their lease terms are, what they've actually leased. If they wanted to expand or change the site plan materially, they would have to come back in for an amended site plan, which would probably trigger a new public hearing. At the same time, you know, we're dealing with the leasehold tenant of the property. You know, just like we heard, it's currently an agricultural use. The farmer could cut the trees down, you know, to get more land to till. That has nothing to do with this conditional use.
You know? I understand that. Just as you would expect a master plan to address all of the acreage of the master plan, all I'm asking is that this remaining acreage, which appears to be at least half or more than half of the site, if someone could at least answer what their intent is as the leasee, to preserve those woods for the remainder of the 25 years. That's my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Give the applicant the opportunity to respond if you like, but you're not required to because it is actually beyond the scope of the hearing. But if you wish to comment, I'll be glad to give you an opportunity to. No? Okay. In favor? Yes, sir. Come on up.
I'm in favor rather than Aurora Farms.
Your name is?
Pardon?
And your name is?
My name is N. Markevich. I live right across the street from the property right there. Right there in Little Acres.
Okay.
And, you know, we've got plenty of homes within the development right now with solar energy on top of our homes to begin with. My questions are with the gentleman here is... I'm sorry.
Yeah, just talk to us. Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
I don't know. Okay.
What's your question?
my question is, when they complete, evidently he's talking about helping the employee, or not employees, but the people get reimbursed and get some credit for that solar energy. Is that true?
Well, what they'll be happy to do is after this hearing, he'll be happy to explain how that whole program works to you. That's really kind of beyond what we're doing.
Well, yeah, but I get phone calls from the Delmarva Power and many days, and the difference between them being a distributor and a provider is different. And they, in turn, I get all these offers. Look, I'm going to give you a cut if you come with me. Are they going to act the same way? And the gentleman there with the about the woods.
Yeah.
Why, if they're planning on developing that and putting that solar energy in all those places, why do they need the woods? Why do they just lease without the woods?
Well, we don't really know. We know the site plan that's in front of us shows nothing in the woods. So that's what we're making a decision on. And the testimony, I believe, was that the woods was going to remain. They did testify to the fact that they were leaving the woods alone.
That's God-given.
Well, that's what they said. I don't know if God gave it to them or not, but it's what he said. But I'll tell you something, a human being will lie to you.
Yeah. Well, I know. I know for a fact. But all that, that's all. I would rather have that in rather than the Royal Farms or something like that. You know.
Fair enough. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, who's next? Anyone else like to speak in favor? All right, then. Anybody else want to speak in favor? No. All right, now, would anyone like to speak in opposition? You're up.
Good afternoon. My name is Randall Wood. I live on Dorothy Road, directly across.
Yes, sir.
So we've lived there for 25 years. Mm-hmm. We've looked at a beautiful field with crops for that period of time.
Right.
And now I'm just wondering, what am I going to be looking at? Am I going to be looking at a tree buffer or a prison-style 7-foot fence right across the street?
I believe you're going to be looking at the landscaping, the fencing. It looks to me like it's on the inside of the landscaping. So
how long does it take for the landscaping to grow? You talking 10 years?
I don't know, sir. But I'll ask that question.
Okay. I'm not necessarily opposed. Just wonder what the future
looks like. You'd like to know what you're looking at.
What am I going to be looking at?
Okay.
Right?
All right. Well, we'll give them a chance to tell us.
Right. Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay. Well, gentlemen, either one of you wish to, which one of you would like to respond? I'd like to come up and do this. Gentleman's concern is that he lives across the street. He'd like to know what he might be looking at and when. And I think it's a good question.
Sure. Not sure exactly where the gentleman lives, but across Dorothy Road. I'm one of these. The buffer's very similar along the whole frontage, so I guess it wouldn't really matter.
Right here?
All right. So this, I can zoom in here. So the detail on the side here is kind of a plan view of what you'd see. Your house would be from this direction looking towards the array that way. So what you'd have is every 100 feet, you know, so depending on the width of your lot, you could see two of these sections, you know, looking directly across. And that's, you know, say 15 to 30 shrubs directly across from you and 12 to 24 trees that would start off as 2.5-inch caliper trees, you know, minimum of, I think, seven to 9 feet. The county does have landscaping requirements for for the minimum tree size, and they would take time to grow to full maturity, but they would be a good size. We're not talking saplings that would take, you know, 20, 30 years to mature. So I don't know the exact growth rate. I don't have a landscape architecture background, but we would put sizable trees in there.
Okay. And Mr. Whitehouse, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe in our code that we have the ability to require them to replace anything that dies.
Correct.
Yeah. So they have to maintain. You will have to maintain that buffer.
Correct.
If you have trees that don't make it, you will have to pull them out and put new ones in. So because we have to maintain that for the neighbors.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a shrubbery, though, as far as not seeing the fence. So
yeah, I think the shrubbery, the low growing stuff out front is probably going to do more to obscure your view, and it's going to happen faster than the big trees, but it'll all be nice eventually. Should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right,
thank you.
You may take a seat. Okay, who else would like to speak in opposition? Going once, twice. Okay. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2346?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, nobody on the line has indicated they would like to speak.
All right. Thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions or comments?
Nope. Thank you.
All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing.